Second down and 9 for St. Peter's. Here comes a blitz. What a jarring hit. Leveled by Morant. Picked up by Jean-Baptiste. Down to the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown. What a turn of events.
Wow. 5-point lead. Murphy for 3 and 1. A potential 4-point play upcoming for Pascack Hills.
So now Martin will kick it away. Low liner. He taken on 2 bounces by Valhalla. And now here's a great return for the Vikings. Down the far sideline. The 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Michael Ferrara. Ficini keeps it in the offensive end. Zaragoza takes the shot and scores. Just inside the far post goes Nick Zaragoza, number 7. Ipeker fires that one and scores. Down to the top, and what a header finish! North Rockland back to within 2. The first down and 10 for Valhalla at the Pleasantville 31-yard line. 16.4 seconds remaining in regulation. They are without any timeouts left to go here in the fourth quarter. Russillo is lined to the top of your screen, split wide to the right. Gonzalez pressured at his feet. Breaks through 1 tackle, still has it. Uncorks 1, deep down the field, in the end zone, caught! Touchdown! Touchdown by Valhalla! A miraculous play here from Gonzalez. Down the field, they still need to have the conversion on the extra point, but now here we go again. We mentioned this at the beginning of the drive, Steve. Do you go for 2 and try to steal this victory on the road if you're Valhalla?
Coach Boyer sends the call in. It looks like they're going to go for 2.
8-play drive going 49 yards in 1:32. And Ferrara, unbelievable performance. This senior has been putting together a legendary season and just continues so here today against Pleasantville. We'll see if they have one more big play in them as Valhalla going for the win here on the road against Pleasantville on senior day on a sunny, sunny afternoon. Gonzalez in the shotgun, takes the snap, rolls to the far side, drop off to Parker. The 2-point conversion is good. Valhalla has come all the way back and has taken a 21-20 lead with 4.3 seconds left to go here on the road.
The possession upcoming for Pascack Hills. They'll be inbounding it with Murphy. And Dwight Engwood trying to do something to force a turnover. Etienne, 23 points coming into the fourth quarter of this one. Held scoreless so far. DeBellis. Now, Guleman watching him is McCoy. Turnaround shot and a lead for Pascack Hills.
Nick Guleman has just turned it on. He's kind of like the Christian Laettner of this team. Just gets it done.
Now we'll see what Dwight Englewood can respond with. Now trailing in the game. And they turn it over. Unbelievable turn of events here in this one. And it looks like Dwight Englewood is going to be trying to call for a timeout.
And he gets the ball inside. And this is what he's been doing all night long. He's had to earn all his shots. He's had to create, whether it's moving without the basketball or making a move on his own.
2-shot foul. Murphy rims in and out, almost hit every part of the iron.
Now remember, Dwight Englewood does not have any timeouts left, so they need to take that ball. You know, they're almost hoping a miss here so they can get the ball out, throw it the distance.
That was Murphy's first miss from the foul line tonight. He hits the second. A 2-point lead for Pascack Hills. 3.9 seconds left. DeBellis to McIntyre. McIntyre to Etienne from half court. No good. It looked like it was spot on, Scott. But Pascack Hills comes all the way back and orchestrates a miraculous finish and win to this one, 69-67 at home.
Good work on the forecheck. They want to keep Del Barton uncomfortable.
McClinsky tried that backwards pass, found a recipient. Now McClinsky out in front, tries to Rupin. Kovrin makes a stop, doesn't know where it is. Puck is still loose, rebound in front. And finally, play is stopped by Cobrin after a couple of big-time stops in front of his own net.
Beautiful work there by Bosco. The pass right across. Plenty of time. Gets it off Cobrin with another save. This one hitting the chest or his hand, and then the mad scramble, and he's able to locate it. McClinsky, though, there. That's the guy you want taking that shot if you're Bosco. Cobrin just equal.
Aggressive netminder coming out of his crease to cut down that angle as the puck goes high in the air, end over end. Taken in by McClinsky. Bosco with a much better start to this third period between both sides. But the puck goes down all the other way, and Ben Marito trying to take advantage.
Shots now equal in the contest at 20 apiece.
There's an opportunity for the pass right out in front by Del Barton, but they could not uncork the shot. Green Wave trying to counter the response in the early goings here of the third after Macy was sent headfirst into the Bosco bench.
McClinsky with the huge hit. He almost sent him head over heels into the Bosco bench.
Now here's Malone. Scores! Make it two for Malone! And that was a brilliant wrister. And just like that, Del Barton grabs a two-goal advantage.